I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Since 2018, the Filipino Basketball League of Canada has helped Filipino-Canadian players reach their highest potential. Players are provided guidance and exposure to prospective scouts overseas for colleges and pro leagues. The Toronto-based league's growth is influenced by the Filipino culture's deep passion for basketball, Canada's emergence in international tournaments, and the success of the Toronto Raptors. More Canadians, as well as more Filipinos, are making it to the NBA, and the Filipino League is hoping this trend continues. Michael Cruz, known as Coach Mike, is a co-founder of the league. Today, we discuss the league's history and the inseparable bond between basketball and Filipino culture.
The Filipino Basketball League is a not-for-profit organization that acts as an avenue for Filipino Canadians to be able to show their talent and hopefully be discovered and, for potential athletic scholarship back home, not only back home but also in Canada.
Coach Mike mentions the need to establish a proven path for the talent he and the other league co-founders were seeing in Canada.
We wanted to change the landscape of, basketball tournament for the Filipino at that time. Well, basically through this tournament, we were able to identify, field Canadian talents. And then what we do is when we see one, we invite them to a sort of training camp, which they train whole year round, and then we send them to a tournament in the Philippines where they get a chance to be seen and get recruited back home. Well, right now, since 2018, we have brought in around 10 players who got athletic scholarship, and then we're looking at two players next year to be playing at the PBA.
As the number one sport in the Philippines, Coach Mike says Filipinos become passionate for basketball at a young age. Basketball's accessibility and its lack of high-priced gear makes the sport more desirable for Filipinos who come from immigrant households. These are the main reasons why hockey, Canada's supposed number one sport, is usually not taken up by Filipinos.
Most of us have grown playing basketball at an earlier age. Well, I guess one factor is, aside from the culture, it's because probably the influence of the Raptors. 2 years ago, they won the championship. And this has been motivated people, encouraged them to play the sport. And at the same time, between basketball and hockey, basketball is much cheaper when it comes to, if you want to play it recreationally or whatever. It's much, much cheaper because you don't have to buy so many gears, unlike hockey, The icing time for hockey is so expensive. Unlike in basketball, you just have an outdoor goal or an outdoor basketball court, then you can play with your friends already. So I guess that's one main factor, economics. Especially for Filipinos, we come here as immigrants, and then in our culture, we still support our family and relatives back home. So that's part of their budget every month. So, and for you to play hockey, that would be really expensive.
Enthusiasm and support are high for players in the league. Coach Mike says several Filipino immigrants put everything they have towards the success of their children when they come to Canada.
Sometimes it's sad to say that some of the parents leave their dreams on their kids, So that's why they tend to push their kids to play basketball. Because probably during their time they were able to play. And it's here in Canada, it's very accessible, And then you have the support from your family if you really wanted to pursue basketball.
More Filipinos born in North America are beginning to make bigger names for themselves. These players are influencing the current generation by proving that the NBA is a possible path. Jordan Clarkson of the NBA's Utah Jazz recently won the Sixth Man of the Year award and has been outspoken and proud of his Filipino heritage.
Hoping that one day or someday, he'll be able also to play in the NBA. or be able to reach at least half of what Jordan Clarkson has reached. You know, not only Jordan Clarkson. Right now, there's so many Filipino Americans or Canadians that has really done well. As a matter of fact, on the upcoming NBA draft, one of the top five, so probably one of them is a Filipino-American with the name of Jalen Green.
Jalen Green is expected to be a top five selection in the 2021 NBA draft, making him the highest ever drafted Filipino. Green already made history this past year. He is one of the first players to immediately play in the NBA's G League after high school.
Most of our kids who went back home was able to play with Jalen Green, so this would be a good motivation and story to tell, you know, among the Filipino community.
The Toronto Raptors hold the fourth overall pick in this year's draft, and Coach Mike thinks it would be immensely beneficial for the Filipino community if Jalen Green becomes a Raptor.
That would be crazy if Jalen, if Raptor snaps Jalen Green. That would be big, big for the Filipino community and in the basketball. Jalen is really good. We've seen him firsthand play. So he has a big potential, you know? He's so young. He's only, 18, I believe. He's born 2001 or 2002. He's very young. And a very good kid, you know, very good kid, very friendly, you know, easy to approach. You know, he's very proud of his Filipino roots. And when we were there, you know, our Filipino-Canadian players bonded with him very well, you know, because when we played the NBTC, of course, the international teams would, you know, kind of support each other, you know, against the locals. I mean, that would really be a good pick, you know, if it happens, but we will be very fortunate if we still have Jalen Green on the fourth pick.
Moving forward, the league is preparing for COVID-19 restrictions to loosen. Ontario's Phase 3 includes the reopening of gyms, and Coach Mike says players are eager to return to play.
Right now, there's a plan to, you know, I mean, during the pandemic, everything has to start from scratch, you know, I mean, there was no basketball and everything, so, but from today, we're already preparing for some tournaments coming October, which is the Turkey Bowl. We hold it at least once a year. And by the looks of what's happening right now around us, we believe that this would be the first Filipino basketball tournament that probably would have, would push through if the numbers of the cases would remain low until, you know, October. So, and also by Friday, I believe the gyms will be available now, or indoor practices will be allowed with contact. So, I'm pretty sure most Filipino Canadians who play basketball are very much eager to come back to the gym and play. So, I'm pretty sure everybody's excited, you know.
I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.